The words you use aren't just sounds, they're code. They shape the meaning you give to situations, the stories you tell yourself, and ultimately the life you live. When you keep externalizing blame or taking on other people's words, you give away your control. But when you shift your language and change your perspective, it's like upgrading the software in your brain. In this episode, I'll share how to become more self-aware, change your inner dialogue, and write a better program for your performance and for your life. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Today I want to talk about the power of words. You know, often when I'm coaching someone, when they're stuck and they're not performing at their best, more often than not, the language that they are using around that situation, the way they talk to themselves, the way they describe the situation when they talk to other people, when they're describing it to me when I ask them questions, it's usually through a very negative lens. And we tend to get what we focus on. So a lot of the time it's about getting them to shift how they're talking about something into a more positive frame. And that can have a really significant impact just like that. I was thinking about this the other day when someone was talking about words that offend people. Like, and it was talking about fat shaming. And it's like, when did words like fat become a negative word? Because someone decided it wasn't okay. Now, I'm not running around calling people fat, but it's a descriptor. Like, it's no different to anything else. Like, if you use the word thin, can you use the word thin anymore? Like, all these descriptive words. It's been given power because people have used these words in a derogatory way. It's not the word that's the problem. It's the way that it's spoken. So that is the power of words. It's how things come out of our mouth. It's how they're spoken, like I said, to other people, how we talk about them ourselves. But it's also the meaning you give to words. So it's really important that you are also looking at that whenever you are questioning anything where you're wanting to be better, when you're wanting things to be different. It's like, what are the words you're using? Are you creating a self-fulfilling prophecy where you talk about things for, oh, this will probably happen, oh, this always happens, it always goes wrong, whatever it is? Are you looking at things as being difficult or challenging, or this is going to be so hard? Or it's all creating a story in your head that then becomes truth. So it's about trying to change the way you're looking at things. The other thing is that when we if we come back to that idea of like words and their meaning around like descriptors, like fat, for example, and how that impacts people, again, it's externalizing the problem, which I've talked about many times. It's like the moment you put it out as an external, like someone has said this word, so it has a negative impact on me, that's, you're taking away your power. You're creating blame. You are making it about what someone else has done to you. It's like being a victim, right? So if we instead look at that from a different way of looking at it, it's like, well, what if I just changed the meaning? What if I'd looked at that word fat? And again, I'll, that's an extreme, and I'll explain to you why we've gone to extremes. But, well, what does that mean to me? Like, if someone's calling me that, well, maybe, and I've been there after one of my really bad leg breaks, I put on 20 kilos and that's where I was, and I didn't need anyone else to create shame for me. I was already feeling it every time you looked in the mirror, right? But then having to change how you look at it and go, well, what other people are saying about it had no power? What if what I'm saying about that particular word had no power? What if I created it just being a meaning of, okay, well, I've got some work to do and I need to change how I approach this particular situation. Okay, what steps do I need to take to change that? It becomes a whole different conversation. And it's one that is a problem-solving conversation instead of one that just creates a cycle of keeping us stuck where we are. So the reason why I use an extreme like that is because you want to be high performance, right? Well, if you can't deal with the extremes from the high to the low and everywhere in between, then how are you going to continue to move up in whatever area of your life you want to? Because performance is an exponential curve. It's not just a steady increase. It's like once you get into these like 0.1 percenters, that's when the results actually skyrocket. You know, an exponential curve, it goes along really steady, and then at some point suddenly the results start going through the roof. And that's why we need to look at these extremes. We need to look at these things. Maybe they're uncomfortable conversations. And you need to question the things that you hear and the way that we look at the world. And yeah, again, when did descriptive words become offensive? So you get a choice at any given moment. Is the value you put on words, the meaning you put on words, the words that you use. And it is such a powerful thing. Our words become our stories, and our stories become who we are and our future. And if you can change that, change the words, change the story, change the meaning behind the words and the story, change everything. It's like programming a mind, the software of the mind. It's a software upgrade. Such a simple thing, but it's so powerful. Sometimes you just got to correct yourself. You got to catch yourself when using negative language. I'm sure I've mentioned before, an old mate of mine who wrote a book, The Art of Shush, and it's just like shushing yourself in your head every time you catch yourself using those words. Use your journal to keep yourself accountable. It will change slowly over time, just your whole attitude around it. And then when people use certain words and you hear someone else get offended, you don't have to call them out. You don't have to like point out things that people don't want to hear that. But you can go, okay, it's interesting. I'm noticing now that people do react a certain way to words, and maybe that's not so healthy. And isn't it good that I'm now reacting a different way to words, and I'm actually using more positive words, and I've made a change. And self-awareness is such a big part of it. So start telling yourself more positive words. Start telling yourself better stories about who you are and where you're headed, and it will have such a significant change on your future results, but more importantly how you feel about yourself every single day. It'll set you on a path that you'll start enjoying life at a level that you knew was kind of there. You knew it was possible. You thought that's what life should be like, and you'll actually start experiencing it. And that's when life becomes fun again, and you'll start looking forward to your future instead of worrying about how it may all unfold. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.